Lord Jesus, I pray that all heart dwellers will take this message to heart and do what is necessary to prepare for what is coming. Amen. My precious family, we have heard about wars and rumors of wars, and conflicts around the world keep getting more and more intense. The Lord has asked us to prepare for the famine that is coming on our country. But there are many who have not hearkened to this message. Again, today, Our Lady entreated me to put another message up on this subject. Here's what she had to say. I am addressing the heart dwellers around the world. My children, you have been given many, many warnings to put up food and necessities. Not all of you have hearkened to this request. And as a result, you are not prepared for the famine that is about to overtake the world. This is a planned famine, and it will be used against the people that this evil government deems unworthy to live. It is part of the Dark Hat's evil schemes of genocide to rid the world of you. I have asked you to put up food so that you will not be incarcerated in a feeding center. So that you may remain free. Please hearken to my voice. The Lord wants you prepared. Food and water. And if you have a bug out place to go to, make sure it is properly prepared. And by the way, yes, she did use the word bug out because that's what we call it. Forgive me for interrupting, but I just wanted to add that a tube of pain relieving triple antibiotic ointment could save your life. It's very, very important to stop a small infection from taking over your body, and this will do it. Our Lady continued, "The greatest preparation you can do is to be right with my Son. Confess all your sins and ask for a fully repentant heart. This is a prayer he loves to answer. What will happen with you and your family is extremely tied into the prayer life and intimacy you have with the Lord. All of you should gather together and pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the Rosary at 3 p.m. every day. And as things become more difficult, pray more and more. The survival and salvation of your family is of the utmost priority, as well as the salvation of those around the world that are not prepared to die. In difficult moments, do not despair, for Jesus is with you, and he will lead and guide you as you pray. Children, calm your minds and allow him to speak to you. Wait on him. Worship is a good place to begin. Then rest in him and allow him to impart what you need to know and make decisions on. Use your Bible Promise book as well to help you navigate. And if you don't have a Bible Promise book, get a daily reader with scriptures and use that. And when you go for a word and your Bible promises, first cover it with the blood of Jesus. Make the sign of the cross, asking the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what you need to know, and reverently open it. This is a tried and true way of getting a word from the Lord that dates back pre-apostles. You will find at times that when he speaks to you, some of the readings will not make sense or seem to veer off the topic you wanted wisdom on. This is always done to get your attention about things that might be more important for you to address in this moment, or issues that interconnect with what you are seeking wisdom about. Pay attention to that. Go slowly with your discernment until you have a deep peace about your answer. Jesus has given Mother Claire many teachings on discernment. It would be good to gather them together and print them while they are still available online. By the way, they are on our website, and use the search engine page to find what you need. She continued, "I wish I had better news for you, but truly we are approaching a most difficult time in history, and there are no guarantees about tomorrow. So my son is requesting that you provide for your families 3 to 6 months worth or more of food, water, and medicines. It would be good if you had enough to share. I am watching over you to protect you, but please cleave to the Lord with all your hearts and obey Him. Amen.